On June 5th, San Franciscans will be voting on many things, one of which has to do with their trash. That sound may be familiar to you and maybe even wakes you up on some days. The trash collector comes early and reliably every week. The trash never stops and neither do the trucks. Since the 1930s, the company Recology has been taking care of the city's trash and recycling with no competition. This year, proponents of Prop A want to change that and open up the city's trash collection and processing services to a competitive bidding process, where other, even out-of-state, state companies would have the chance to bid for the job. Those against Prop A say, don't mess with success. As a matter of fact, that's their slogan, meaning the system's been working fine for decades under the current company Recology, so why change it? Reporter John Wildermuth at the San Francisco Chronicle has been following Prop A, so I asked him what arguments its proponents are making.
Their argument is that that Recology isn't paying the city enough, that they're not arguing that the company isn't doing a good job, but they're saying that every other contract in the city requires competitive bidding and that the garbage contract shouldn't be an exception. As for why now? Well, one of the things is last year, right now we carry all our landfill goes out to Altamont, which is run by another company out there. But that landfill is scheduled to be full and closed in about 2015. So last year, the one part of the contract that can be bid on is the transport. And the city Board of Supervisors went and they heard arguments and everything and gave the contract to Recology, which is going to be carrying this trash to their landfill, which is up in Yuba County, Wheatland, in a town in Yuba County. And a lot of people said that's terrible, and it's a long way to carry trash, and some of the people in Yuba County aren't too happy about it, but they got the contract. But it brought up the whole question of the garbage contract and the way the garbage system is run. And again, the argument from the opponents is that the city could do better. You know, they should be, that the city's garbage contract is something that's very valuable, and the city should make sure that they get absolutely the most they can out of it.
And is the number one argument against Prop A basically, if it's not broke, don't fix it?
Largely, if you look at the billboards, which are the main thing you're seeing in the campaigns, it says, don't mess with success. And what the Recology and their supporters say is that San Francisco's garbage collection runs well. We've been cited as one of the greenest cities in the state or in the nation. We do more recycling and more composting than just about any other city in the country. And we are moving more so than any other in the state to get what they call a zero waste city, where everything or almost everything in the waste cycle is recycled or composted, and very, very little has to go into the landfill, and we're moving in that direction. And it's gone fairly well. Yes, the cost of collection has gone up, and you now have the three bins in front of your house instead of the one. But they say again that San Francisco's costs are right in the middle of the Bay Area costs and other counties and other cities, and it's working well, so why change it? Especially on an effort that would be very complicated. It could bring in more companies. It could put more...
Possibly out-of-state companies?
Certainly could. It could put more trucks. If you have one company that's collecting commercial waste and another one that's collecting residential waste, that could be more trucks on the street and everything like that. So they're saying, you don't have a problem with it. If you're not upset, why vote to change it? The problem they've had in the past and the problem they have now, not Recology, but the problem opponents have had, is that people really aren't too upset about garbage collection. It's one of those things that they are happy if you never have to think about it. If somebody picks up, empties your trash can once a week and there's no hassles and they're not spilling it and spewing the garbage all over your front lawn, hey, that's fine. The costs, you know, they're not exorbitant or anything, that you don't feel ripped off. And Everybody knows it's a crummy job they wouldn't want to do, and they're happy that there is somebody who's willing to do it.
As a reporter who's been covering Prop A, what has most been interesting to you to follow?
Well, I think that the very idea that San Francisco has had, you know, one company handling its garbage service and trash collection since 1932, that's 80 years that they've had this and that they've been willing to put up with it, that the people are at least not unhappy with it, and that it's been done. It actually is working. Typically, you know, the unions are very happy because Recology is a very union company. It's employee-owned. It's the largest employee-owned company in the city. Many of the people working for the company live in San Francisco, and that it has long roots that go back to Sunset Scavengers, Golden Gate Disposals. People have known this company for their lives and everything like that, and they're pleased. And it's the idea of how hard it would be to just overset that and convince people, you know, that it's time for change. Now, certainly if, you know, there's a huge disaster or something like that, or, you know, if there was a, you know, 3-week garbage strike or something like that, that could convince people. But, you know, talking to people, talking to companies, talking to everybody says, well, we're fine, you know, and if you want to make a change, people have to be angry. They have to say, we want to make a change now. And I'm just not hearing that anywhere. Interestingly, one of the things that people have told me is that there's Recology is out and they're knocking on doors and handing out literature, but it's many of the workers, the guys off the trucks and everything that are coming by and saying, hi, you know, Mrs. So-and-so, I pick up your garbage in the morning and I just want to say that this is important and that it means something to people. These are guys they see, guys, you know, they hear the clattering of the cans at 6 a.m. and saying, my goodness, there's guys out there, you know, humping garbage at 6 a.m.
Taking my trash.
Taking
I think there's something about that as well.
And
I made this trash, this yucky stuff that I don't want to handle. And this person is doing it.
And, you know, they see this person, they say, well, that's fine. And, you know, he says this is
kind of thank you.
It's still a union town. And as the union people said, it's good jobs that pay well, that you can raise a family with. And that means something to people, too. So I think that it's kind of a perfect storm against Prop A. I mean, if you look at the list of supporters, it's a lot of, shall we call them, very strange bedfellows that don't agree on much. And that's going to make it very, very hard for Prop A to pass on June 5th.